This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say, what's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kick-off, you can get it just in time for half-time, but I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
The Wednesday Week is sponsored by Michael Constantine Wealth Management. We bet you can't find a financial advisor closer to Hillsborough Stadium.
Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. My name's Dan Fudge. I've said that intro for a lot of years now. I've just realised it just falls out of me now. I've even stopped thinking about it. I did used to do it in the impression of like David Frost, you know, like, hello, good evening. Well, and that's where I've stolen it from. So, Ben, David Frost was a presenter on the television in the 80s. I've just realised no point of reference on that whatsoever. John, how's it going, Paul? You all right? How's your week been?
Yeah, it's pretty fine, mate. Yeah. You know, we had those two games in quick succession, didn't we? So it didn't feel like you were too far away from Hillsborough. And then, yeah, just a quietish weekend, back to work. And then here we are to talk about it again. So
we're always here to talk about it. What about you, Ben? Not seen you for a while, pal. You all right? I like your little beard. Have you seen mine?
I haven't had a chance to share it. It needs coming off, I think.
I'm just really jealous that I'm nearly twice your age and you've got a better beard than I've ever had. You know, it's windy outside right now. If you're listening to us in the storm, be careful in the car. But what you realise is that me going out in this storm will give me quite a severe shave. So, you know what I mean? I'll be baby-faced by tomorrow. So, Stevie, how are you, pal? You all right?
Yeah, good. Really good. I'm just marvelling at the magnificence that is Ben's facial hair.
Well, I tell you, Ben, just go towards the camera, Ben. Look, so if you're watching us on YouTube,
it's not that good. It gets to this point, it starts annoying me. I have to come off.
Ben, I was 42 last week, and look at my facial hair right now. And I must admit, the camera I'm using is doing a lot of the heavy lifting there. You know what I mean? So. So there you are.
Making Josh Allen look like Tom Selleck there.
Isn't it? Right. So also joining us is Blair. Blair is just getting himself sorted right now. So he's probably putting the kid to bed, but he'll probably make a big James Acastery noise when he comes on anyway. So we'll say hello to him in just a second. So, So Wednesday last week was Bristol Rovers. Now, I didn't see this because I was absolutely rat-arsed. And what you realise is that when you work in a bar industry and you've got a birthday midweek, what happens is that you go out midweek and everywhere you go is just full of students paying £2 for a jug of snake bite. So Thursday was bloody unpleasant. However, you guys should have woken up in a better mood. John, what was it like, pal? Tell me all about it, because I've got no bloody idea.
Bristol Rovers, yeah. I mean, it was a game that was, they're coming into that in decent form, weren't they, Bristol Rovers? And Joey Barton was none too complimentary about Hillsborough as a stadium, but was fairly complimentary about Sheffield Wednesday as a football club. So there was a bit of that beforehand. But you know, game wise, it was another game of missed chances. It seemed for Wednesday, it seemed like a game that they should have won. Had a lot of chances, I thought, to take the 3 points. Getting a bit fed up with these keepers, Regen and into Buffon yet again. Their keeper pulled off two worldies. That were a bit annoying. So it's like, come on now. You know, they're all raising the game when they're playing the Wednesday, aren't they? You know,
I'll tell you what, that's interesting, that, John, actually. So, I mean, Ben, you know, I'm going to try and talk to you in terms that young people understand, but bear in mind, Stevie and I have a certain age and we remember it in its first incarnation. But I'm going to go to Footy Manager, right? And you know when you go to the shoot on site instruction and you start battering the goalie, are we making the keepers look good or are they actually started to turn out some absolute worldies? Because I think at this game, as John says, we had something like 22 shots to their 10. We had two to their one. I mean...
Yeah, I think in the Bristol Rovers game, previous game before that, which I can't remember which one, were it Lincoln?
Possibly? So many. Yeah, it was Lincoln because that's where Hennigan was injured. We'll come to that later on.
And I think I'd seen the stat that we'd had 38 shots and only two goals from those. I think in terms of Bristol Rovers game, I think the save that he's pulled off from Windass in the first half, that he's tipped round post, that's a brilliant save. And the same from Smith, to be honest, in the second half that he's tipped over the bar. They're both really good saves. There's not much more that Windass or Michael Smith can do. And yeah, they are really good saves. And we weren't great. And people obviously jumped on the bandwagon once again because we didn't pick up 3 points. But at the same time, I thought Bristol Rovers played well. Obviously, it all come out about Joey Barton's tactics board and 98% of that were bullshit, but there were two things in it that I think actually happened, and that were to paraphrase, I think it would pen them in their own half or cage them in their own half, something like that, and they did that.
The other one for me that stuck out, Ben, I was going to bring this up, the other one that stuck out for me was the crowd can't help them on the pitch, which I thought was like a nod to us, but also fuck them.
Like I said, 98% of it were bullshit, but I thought a couple of things were what they did, and they've obviously come with a game plan. And to be fair, we had a chance, but they could have nicked it as well, to be honest. So I think overall point were a fair result, and we move on. I don't think they need to jump on bandwagon and all this shite about Moore out and everything. It's really, it's just tiring.
It is. It's boring now, isn't it? It's boring.
It is boring. If they come to Hillsborough and beat us 3-0 and we'd be in a shambles, fair enough, but we might not have been good, but we weren't all that bad. So look where we are, look at us, points per game, whatever you want to look at, we're all right.
Well, I tell you what, we'll come to that with Stevie in just a second, because I know he's really passionate about this Moore out bollocks. Blair, you all right, Doug? How's your week been? You all right?
Yeah, great week. Start a new job, so I've packed in Rotherham United.
You've packed in Rotherham United?
Yeah, I worked for them for 6 months, you know?
I had no fucking idea, mate.
Okay, right.
You were working at Rotherham? I would have teased you about that mercilessly.
This just goes to show that Dan's got the podcast group chat on mute.
Yeah, you don't shut the fuck up. Like one day I went to work, I came back, there was 647 messages. And I went, what the, you know, and you know where you go, well, I'm happy for you. Or, oh God, that's well sad. I'm not reading all that. It's like marketing at my work sent me a 14-page slideshow. I'm not watching that. What's the matter with you? Just give me the sentences. Give me the headlines. So, right. So, hang on. Are you working at Derby County now? Is that where it is? Have you
moved over? That's it. No, I've gone fully remote. So, back at home, full time. Loving it.
Kids, you're going to be rat-assed.
And the kids are down south at the moment with my fiancé. Oh, I find it weird saying that. Sounds a bit too posh, doesn't it?
It does in your accent, mate. Yeah, it sounds fucking dreadful. So what, have you got a bit of time to yourself? It's going to look like a snow globe in your spare room.
Yeah, bit of that.
Yeah, go on, mate.
It does just on half stand, doesn't it?
Yeah. Monday, tear the head off it, pal. I'm proud of you. Go on.
Yeah, Monday were great. I miss them now, though.
Hang on. I've made myself laugh there. Give me a second. them that have listened to the podcast for a while, no, just got various phrases and gags just flying around, and then one just gets plucked out of the air and put in, and then you go, it's like Hagrid, but you should not have said that. You know what I mean?
If this week's show ain't called Snow Globe on the North,
so go on then, Chief Wanker Blair, go on.
Yeah, tell us. So, just got too much spare time. It's weird. It's weird. And then there's no football. I thought, I could go to Hillsborough this week. No midweek game. Fucking midweek game every week.
Brilliant. I mean, you could go to Rotherham. You probably know a geezer, don't you?
Yeah, I know quite a few. I spoke to a guy. He worked for the academy at Wednesday for 30 years.
Yeah, I mentioned him last week. I should have put two and two together there, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should have. Other than that, I thought the Bristol Rovers game was. It's one of them things that is. You can say it can even. It's half glass, half full, half empty. In it, I mean, against Lincoln and Bristol Rovers, made 36 chances, scored 2 goals. I mean, there's nothing more the manager can do, is there?
Sorry, did you just say half glass, half full, half empty? I'm still trying to work that one out.
Yeah,
half
so glass? So I'm saying you can look at it either way, can't you? You could be a half glass, half full person or a glass half empty person, couldn't you, on this?
I think we say 6-1, half a dozen the other, mate, up here.
Up here, you're down, sir.
Sure, no. Ruining it. <mate.
laughs> And you seen the mannequin? I'm up north.
I'm up north looking at a mannequin. Sorry, talk about football.
So yeah, 36 shots in 2 games against Lincoln and Bristol Rovers. Scored 2 goals, so I mean, you can look at it as that's crap, or you can look at it as, well, that's really good. I mean, what more can the manager do? It's working, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the shots are coming in, for what's essentially a 5-3-2 or 4-5-1, 6-4-2.
I still remember the 5 shots in November under Carlos. I think we had a shot on target in December. I think
we did have shots at JFK.
Yeah, we did have a shot on target the whole of November, did we? And then we had a shot on target in December under Carlos, and then the Hillsborough went up like we scored a goal. It was really funny, but also quite
I love
sad.
The way you said that, like it were a million years ago. I remember when Carlos years we had.
I thought it was Simon reincarnated.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, people look at that era as like we played champagne football and it was like unbelievable. And we
season one, we did
scored 7 goals a game and that sort of stuff. But there was a period, I mean, there was literally a month where we had 5 shots and none were on target.
I mean, there you are, Steve. There's your leading, mate. You know what I mean? There's a lot of shit. Every time we don't win, there's too much shit about Darren Moore. And I've said on this show a couple of times. Well, fuck him was one. That was a couple of seasons ago, last season. And then I said, no, do you know what? I'll wait until the end of this season. Like, there's no point. Like, you know, we're going to have to make a decision if we don't go up. But surely in the interim, like, what we're buggering about at, right?
Yeah. That's basically the truncated version of everything that I've been saying for the last 3-4 months,
just,
to be honest.
Just ruining your whole thing, mate.
No, not at all. Ironically, it's a shame Ash ain't on. And around, because we've exchanged messages where he's taken the piss a little bit, because I've had a bit of a wobble on Moore over the last couple of weeks. The Lincoln game and the Bristol game in particular, not so much Saturday, we'll come to Saturday, but those two games had me thinking. I was starting to worry a little bit about the fact that once they'd equalised in both games, I don't think we look like scoring. You know, for all the shots that we had, for all the possession that we had, for the football that we played, and as comfortable as we were, I never really felt that we were going to kick on again. And, you know, I ended up watching the Plymouth game on Monday, I think. Jesus. It was, wasn't it?
That's an ill-tempered affair, Plymouth Exeter, isn't it?
Mate,
I've been to that derby before.
Sidebar, Exeter, what a team they were, by the way. Some of the football they played Monday night was absolutely phenomenal. And for a team that have come up, and a team that where it's almost like another sort of Bristol Rovers scenario. You could almost transplant them across, because people are going to say, to the point that, oh, it's Bristol Rovers and we should have battered them 3-4-0. Bristol Rovers weren't a bad side. They set up well. They played good football at times. I thought they were progressive, and the pace and the tempo that they played at times did.
They turned up to play, unlike Morecambe turned up to try and truncate and frustrate.
Yeah. Yeah,
they turned up to have a pop, didn't they?
Absolutely. We're getting into decent areas with the ball, and we get forwards. But for all the shots that we have, I don't think that we ever sort of. They're more like shots in anger, if you like. And there were times in those two games in particular where I've come away from it more so on the Saturday than the Wednesday. But I was coming away from it thinking, shit, we might be in trouble here a little bit, you know, or Moore might be in trouble a little bit, because I'm out here saying I've got his back and I think he's going to be the player, the manager that's. We stick with him and we'll see where we go with him and so forth. But there were times over those two games where I was starting to think, we've got to stick with him, but is he actually going to get us anywhere, if that makes sense? Because I don't subscribe to the more out stuff. I'm very vocal about that. And when the time comes, February, March, Easter time, that it's not realistic that we're going to be in and around the conversation, then we start looking, do we get to that point and say, right, he's got to go and we get somebody else in? Or do we stick with it through the point that we're in now? And this is my point of view, where at the end of the day, we've got to stick with what we've got, because at the end of the day, we're 3 points off. We're much better off than we were this time last season. So, there's a lot of panic, a lot of stress and a lot of bullshit that's flying about on social media about how terrible we are. We're not that bad. We're not.
John, I'll tell you what, we're not that bad. We've got a great record, better than Man City in some regards on the stats that we keep see flying around, forgetting that they're playing Champions League football and we're playing Bristol fucking Rovers, But is there an element of the fans panicking because we've had a bit of a shitty run in the playoffs of late and we don't want playoffs, we want automatic promotion? And when everybody in the media frantically blowing smoke up the arse of Ipswich and Plymouth not being spoken about but absolutely doing the business, do you reckon that there is an element of the fans panicking there?
100%, yeah. We've been burnt by the playoffs. Like I said to my friend in one of the games, when we had the playoffs when we beat Hartlepool and we went up, mm-hmm. and we had a good experience of the playoffs. Then we had the playoff experience of the two legs over Brighton and getting to Wembley. We're all in love with the playoffs, weren't we? Mm-hmm. Then we lose to Hull, and then we lose the following season to Huddersfield, and then we lose again to Sunderland in League One's playoffs. And we've been burnt by the playoffs, and we don't want, but we'd rather not go through the playoffs for fear of not doing it again. And we want that chance to go up top two and maybe have that home game like we have with Wickham, where you win or you don't have, as long as you don't lose the game, you go up and the full house and everything. We want that, but let's not forget as well that Ipswich and Plymouth are currently, I think they're averaging over 2.4 points per game. That ain't sustainable. You'd end up on 118 points.
Is that some actual stats on this bloody show? Is that?
Yeah, something around that mark. So, that run's not, you can't sustain that run. So, and as Stevie said, we've currently only 3 points behind Ipswich as it stands. If Wednesday get into the top two and stay there or open up a little bit of a gap, I think mindsets will change. But yeah, every bad result will trigger this knee-jerk reaction about it being Darren Moore's fault and we're falling behind, et cetera, et cetera. And there's still loads of games left to go. And, I said it on last week's pod and a transfer window as well. Chancery thinks, let's get us a bit more quality in and push us over the line. It may well do that, and
I don't think that'll happen. I don't think that'll happen.
Well, they'll get a centre half.
If we're in and around it, you may come in and get a centre half to cover the injuries that we've got and any further injuries that come in. But I think he's happy with his lot. I don't see the need, to be honest.
We've gone and added two last minuters in Wilkes and Martin, and neither have set well the light. So I don't see Pointer really going out.
I agree with Ben. What are we adding?
Well, centre half's out for the season, though.
One centre half.
And one's coming back.
Martin will get sent back if he carries on like that, and they'll get another striker, I think.
For who? Well,
that's interesting because we don't play enough strikers, do we?
Let's be right. Before we go any... Sorry, I feel really passionately about this. We're sitting here and we're talking about being the top scorers in the country in 2022. We're in the top five scorers or the top three scorers in League One, and we're talking about needing more strikers. Why?
League Cup and Pizza Trophy, Stevie. Come on, man. We know that's why.
I think I want more impact players. Because that's what Wilkes and Martin ultimately were brought in for, to be impact players, from the bench.
No, I don't think Wilkes was brought in as an impact player. I don't think he was. I think he was brought in. He was the guy that everything was going to be pinned on. I said at the time, I don't understand why he's in. I think the goal on Saturday that we'll get to, I think that saved his bacon. I thought he was shit on Saturday.
All right, let's get to it in just a second. Now, Ben, I'm going to come to you about this because I think there's a thing here. Now, have you ever seen a tweet that's got like a controversial opinion behind it? Not so much. It kind
that's
of
every says, tweet on Twitter, isn't it?
I tell you what, don't come at me, bro. You could search my handle and a few choice words and you'll see some absolute corkers. But there seems to be, for me, I don't know if you see it on your timeline, people going, I can't believe people are saying we've got to get Moore out when we're only drawing to Bristol Rovers. They were good. I've seen more people condemning tweets than I've actually seen of tweets saying Moore out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I agree. Like, it's all boring.
It's just boring, isn't it? I can't believe people are saying Moore out. Nobody's saying Moore out. Have a fucking hell.
They just want controversial tweet likes, don't they?
Yeah, of course they bloody do. We're just like, well, I'm going to condemn this and I'm going to talk about... Let's talk about bloody Burton anyway. Right, listen, Ben, come on now. We should have smashed them. They shouldn't have scored 2 goals, should they?
No, they shouldn't. And
shouldn't.
No, it's as simple as that, isn't it? They shouldn't have scored 2 goals.
One country. The
first one, it's Domayofa, isn't it? Really, you can't really look past that.
Hey, but, Ben. Even Stevie was slagging off Iorfa last week.
Well,
he loves him.
The Bristol Rovers game, with the Bristol Rovers game that he changed, that he played Jayden Brown, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
And to be fair, that's where I thought he slipped up, because he's, instead of just going like for like, and Ennigan's obviously out, put Iorfa in, he's decided to bring Jayden Brown in, who was played a couple of times in cup games and played half decent at left wing back, brings him in at left side of the centre half, moves McGuinness and then the Equizole at sea, which showed.
McGuinness works better on the left, doesn't he? And then the Equizole better on the right.
Regardless, he just didn't need to make all that change where he could have just gone like for like. So I think he's learnt his lesson and put Iorfa in. And for the most part, Iorfa did all right.
He played four at the back, I'm looking here, and then stuck a defensive midfielder in to protect him.
Did he?
I've just got it. I don't know. Again, I was pissed up. But
I thought that was something like he's gone to a four at the back on Saturday. He's played LP2, Iorfa, McGuinness, and
Johnson.
It were a four on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then he's gone back into... who played a little bit deeper than Bannon and FDB.
Is that because Ihekwe was injured, though? Is that...
Suspended,
that's right.
5 yellow cards.
So what we've done, we've played four at the back and put a defensive midfielder in and let the fullbacks play fullback, as it were.
But I think, just on that formation, I think there's an element of his hand being forced with Ihekwe being suspended and the injury.
And Hennigan, yeah.
But at the same time, he's done that on a couple of occasions against those teams, those so-called lower-end teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you've had that rain. He's done that he's done that 4-2-2-2, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's going to go to the back four and basically, I can't figure it out. I don't know who's playing where in front of that back four, but it's basically, right, we've got six lads here, go play football.
I don't know where the front six players are playing.
Yeah, it's almost like he's got a load of balls that he's going to put in like a thing and he's going to shake them up and they'll drop into position
at
any point, and that's where they're playing. And that's why Bannon drifted out against, was it Cambridge, ended up drifting out one way and Windass drifted out another. They just sort of slotted
it.
People all say that there's a thinking behind it and that's an automatic thing. I'm not sure it is. I honestly feel like at times he's just gone, right, those back four in the back four, you lot go and play.
That's where his criticism comes up from, doesn't it? From him.
I don't know. Ben, come on, man. He's not just chuck players out, has he? He knew where people were, didn't he?
I'm being a bit cynical.
With the so-called quality that we're meant to have going forward, with Windass, Smith, Gregory, Wilkes when he's playing, Bannon, Baezi, you could, to some extent, you've got to give them that free rein, especially at home against so-called lesser sides. I think it works. I don't really see much wrong with that.
Let's be fair, we did batter them.
Yeah.
We were queuing up, weren't we? And then we battered, we smashed Cambridge and all, didn't we? We beat them quite comfortably with the 4-2-2-2. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's for me, conceding two against Burton, to come back to the original question, it's individual errors like they were for one. Even the second goal, it would not have happened if Iorfa gets a decent header on the first cross in.
All right, Ben. all right, flipping heck.
I also think Stockdale didn't cover himself in glory.
I'm just going to say, any blame for Stockdale on that second goal? He looks a bit flat-footed, didn't he?
I don't think he realised that it was going in, if I'm honest, because he didn't really make much of an attempt to save it.
In fact, did you see that Rangers goal last night? It was kind of like an element of that, where that defender's just gone, it's going wide, lads. He's put his arms out, and it's just nestled inside at post, like, good one. Goalkeeper's eye, Stockers. Nice. Mm. We just went about business, didn't we, Blair? We just went, yeah, yeah, we need to smash this lot. Let's go and smash them. And then they came on the attack. I mean, fair play to Burton for not rolling over and dying 4-0 down.
It was one of those, wasn't it, where it's like we saw the team line up and everyone like lost a shit. It was like, oh,
classic.
My God.
That's fucking boring as well, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that boring? That's a new one. We've got a score and we're using it. Fucking Patterson and Wilkes have played. Oh, my God. He's lost his fucking mind. And then Wilkes scores a worldie and Patterson has a good game. It's like, oh. All right, what do we know? What do we say?
Wilkes was terrible.
Right, sorry. Go on, Steve. Tell us about it.
It's not a Wilkie, though. It don't matter, does it?
It doesn't matter. This is terrible. The thing, and this is what I've just said.
Does Wilkes, it, though?
What?
Goals, at the end of the day, a lot of strikers make a living. Jordan Rowe's been a living. They've been crap at scoring.
Right.
So, like, he scored his goal, you know what I mean? And then once he scored
Jordan,
that goal...
When Jordan Rhodes was scoring four against us years ago, and that's what bought him ultimately this bloody sort of reverence that ended up with the 10 million that we chucked at him, he weren't playing shit. He wasn't. He played shit for us. And then the ball...
Well, I mean, you speak to fans now, it's like, actually, it was a bean pull.
You know, I'm not having it. He scored the world, and I said to my mate at the time, he's put it in from there. And you know, don't get me wrong, you know me, I'm not a happy clapper, but I'll support the team all day long. But he was poor. He saved him. He scored a goal, and everybody will turn around and go, "Well, he scored a goal. Look at his stats. I think I've seen something. Is he not averaging something in one every 120 odd minutes or something daft like that? Maybe slightly less." In terms of goal involvement, and that's going to help him out.
John, is he shit? Is he playing shit? Come on, you're pragmatic, and Steve's coming hot today.
He's got an agenda against.
He's coming. I've never seen him this hot before. He's coming hot, and now Ben's winding him up. Now, John, you're normally a voice of reason. Blair's normally pissed up, and he's tearing the head off it as we speak. So go on, John. Give me the normality here, pal.
I think one of the things when you look at Wilkes, which is an immediately identifiable, is it looks like one of them lazy players, doesn't he, when he's on the pitch.
Great football, please say that one. It's a great...
Yeah, but, you know, he's not one that looks like he's just going to bust a gut to get out end of a...
You're going
to
say Jay Bothroyd, like, aren't you? You're going to mention Jay Bothroyd right now.
Oh, gosh, no. That's bringing... Oh, cold sweats with that one, Fudge. Yeah, Jay Bothroyd. No, I think... I don't know with Wilkes. I mean, I had quite high hopes when we went in for him because he has scored over 20 goals at this level before. And you don't fluke 20 goals in a season. That, you know, you've got to have something about you. But I understand when people watch him play why he gets criticism, because he doesn't look like he's trying sometimes, but then he pops that goal in and maybe, like you say, saves his bacon sort of thing. But I still think he's a player that there's more to come. I mean, look, he's a lot better than Mighton right now, isn't he? Which isn't hard. I mean, Mighton looks an absolute disaster right now. And he came with much more pedigree than Malik Wilkes. I mean, he came from a Premier League team, albeit the season before they were in a Championship, and played really well and did really well. And Forest fans were raving about him. So, and, you know, I think Wilkes is looking a lot better than Mighton right now. But I understand when you watch him play, I understand why you can look at him and think, don't really rate him. But for me, I think he's still... You know, I think he's still trying to find his way into the side, and he didn't always start. He comes on a lot as a sub, doesn't he, as well? He'll probably get a couple of games in these next two cup games now, which might help boost him up a bit more fitness-wise and, you know, match sharpness, etc. But I'm okay with him, but I understand why people would watch him and think he's not offered a lot. But then look at Martin.
Well, they are, Ben, you see. Steve is well on one side of the fence. John's being really pragmatic. Are you on Team Stevie on that one, then, in terms of... Messiah that turned up after a summer of chasing.
I don't think he's been very good. It's as simple as that. At the same time, I don't think he's as bad as what he's shown so far, based off what people have said about him at Hull and Donny in League One. Say he were outstanding in League One. That said, I think the possibly is more to come. However, up to now, I'm completely with Steve because he's been shite, to be honest.
Go on, Steve.
I think there's an element of wondering how, for me, how did he play, and I don't know the answer to this, how did he play in a Donny side and how did he play in a Hull side? On Saturday, he seemed to have set up wide right of a three. Somebody might tell me different. Did he set up in...
No, BBC have got it as a wide right. Well, trying to work out what they were playing.
When he was knocking in 21 goals or whatever it was for Hull, was he playing off a target man? Was he playing off was he playing as a two? He certainly can't have been out wide right because he's effectively a winger. He scored his goal cutting in from the right with his left foot, didn't he, the other day? He did that in one of the cup games, one of the Pete's Cup games. I think he scored a goal and he's done exactly the same sort of thing. Are we playing to his strengths? Is the question.
No, we're not. He played in the 4-2-3-1, didn't he?
Well, that's so, a question you can ask about a few players, isn't it?
So if that's what we're doing, then you know there's a reason behind, and there's mitigating circumstances, isn't there? And you know he's below par because we're not playing to his strengths. And I've just said for me, I want all of the players to do well. I want every single player at Sheffield Wednesday to have a successful season, because if Wilkes plays well, it's going to push him on. If Mighton plays well, which he hasn't, and I don't think there's been, you know, they've just not been at it. But if those players play well, and Gregory plays well, and Smith plays well, and you know what, Jaden Brown comes in and plays well, we're going to win the league.
Let me just hang on then. Let me just write that down. If the players play well, we might win some games and thus win the league.
That's exactly it, though. Isn't
that's up there with well. Paul Ince's shoot on his notepad.
that's in all seriousness, that's the point I'm making. These players do it. We're going to do all right. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think Wilkes has done as well. He's not warranted the summer-long chase, and everybody that sort of tossed themselves off going.
But do you reckon that's added to it? That he's under a lot more scrutiny because of the summer-long chase that we had.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. You know, we've put him out there. We've gone, right, this is the player that we've chased all summer long. We've had rumours about it, blah, blah, blah. Oh, right. Is that it?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting to see what some of the local journalists have said about player rotation and substitutions that Moore's done this season. And sometimes how that might not have helped to find a settled side and find you... Is he sort of playing like really? Is he being like a really friendly manager with all his players, making sure they all get game time, whether it's to the good of the team or not?
I wouldn't say that about Darren Marr. I think he picks his best 11 because you're right that can be an element in it where he tries to keep everybody happy and all of a sudden.
But then without injuries in the recent past, do you know what I mean? Like maybe it is like.
I mean, let's get on to that. I mean, Ben Hennigan has torn his ACL, which as we all know is a lengthy timeout, and I hope he comes back after player is. But it just goes to show, you know, that what a player he is that puts his body on the line, mashes himself up against Lincoln, and then not a week before had his head caved in. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, get well soon, Hennigan, and I think we're going to miss him, especially when it comes to the fact that we're probably relying a lot more on Dominic Iorfa, who may get better with an elongated run in the team. Let's hope. If not, let's get Jordan's story back, please, and thank you. Okay, so it's the bit you've all been waiting for. It's quiz time, kids.
So he's left, come on.
I tell you what, actually, Vic last week has made a theme tune for it, and it's crap, and I absolutely love it. So I'm going to try and rip that tonight and see if
I've not been involved in one of these yet.
Ben, I tell you what, right, so let me tell you. We started doing ridiculous quiz. I think it started with me going, guess how much this shit is in the club shop. And then, right? Yeah, we've done it a couple of times. And then everybody started bringing quizzes to the show. Like it's the longest running feature we've had since talking about the football. So as a result, we've all brought one in. And then last week we had a quiz kindly donated by Aisha off Twitter. And then this week is a chap called Martin who's been listening to the show for a while. I'll not tell you his surname because you'll all just batter him with snotty emails and tweets. So, you know, in case it's crap. However, I actually quite like this one. This one's going to be one of them quizzes where you go, oh, shit, I know that. That's really easy. And then as soon as the spotlight gets on you, Ben, your bum's going to be 5p, 50p. You know what I mean? So, there you are. You can have that one, kids. You can have that for school ground. Right then, so On my screen, I've got John, Stevie, Ben, then Blair. I'm going to just make a note of that. J, Stevie. Hang on. John, Stevie, Ben, Blair. you know what I mean? I can't. Right. So, John, you're going to go first. Are you ready, kids? Are you ready? It's quiz time. Sheffield Wednesday goalkeepers to make an appearance from January the 1st, 2000 to present. It includes loans, but doesn't include outfield players going in goal, ergo Lee Bullen, par exemple.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you ready? So I'm going to smash through the first 10. John, hit me with a goalkeeper.
I'm going to go for what I think is an obvious one from relegation, Kevin Pressman.
Kevin Pressman. He should be on the lift, shouldn't he? Hang on, he's not on the list I've got. He must be. Hang on.
What's
he? He's got to be.
Was it from January? Yeah.
There's a page two. Yes, Kevin Pressman is in. Stevie.
Westwood.
That takes so long.
There you are. Ben.
Even Bywater.
Bywater. He's got to be there. There he is. Right, I should mark these off, shouldn't I, when they've gone. Hang on, I'm just gonna work out a system here. I'll put them in bold.
Just mark off Stockdale, are you there? You?
Stockdale, Stockers. John, we're back to you.
I'm going to go Mark Crossley. Scored a goal, I believe.
He did. He is also there, Mark Crossley. There we are. Stevie.
Chris Kirkland.
He is definitely on this list. I've sent him. Chris Kirkland. Benjamin.
Emmy Martinez.
Is it players who
made... If Ben don't win this game, by the way, if Ben doesn't win, we are in trouble.
Is it players who made an appearance, or is it like if they just signed as a goalkeeper?
Emi Martinez on loan. When was that, Ben?
When it was Daniel Martinez, weren't it? Yeah.
It were when we had Connor Wickham on loan.
Yeah.
First time.
The second time, technically. Because we had him the season before.
Right, okay. Yeah.
It was a good spell that he had. It was then.
Yeah, when he was good. Yeah. Right, okay. Blair.
I'm still here.
Bailey Peacock Farrell. He's got to be on this list. Where is he? I've got to scroll. I'm not happy about scrolling here. You know what I mean? Right, John, go on.
Nicky Weaver
has got to be on my list. There he is. Look, there he is. There's Nicky Weaver. That's a tick for John. Stevie.
David Stockdale.
We've had David Stockdale. We'll have to go for another one.
Oh, we had him. Sorry. I'm literally writing down apologies. Lee Grant.
How
is this fair, mate? VAR.
There's 31 altogether, lads. So, you know what I mean? I can afford to make you go again. Go on, Ben.
Richard O'Donnell
is defo on this list. I seen it. Where is he? There he is. I've just got to scroll the list. There we are.
Me saying Stockdale after somebody else did just goes to show how much I'm listening to.
Yeah, in it. Here's me trying to keep up the vibes, increase the vibes. Blair.
Hodge's best mate, Cameron Dawson.
Cameron Dawson gave us the best review. Shall we have the review while we're here? Let's have a read out of Cameron Dawson's review of...
Is it...
Hang on,
is it league and cup appearances, or did he specify league and cup, or is it league?
Yeah, I was going
to. No, it just says make an appearance, so it's got to be league.
If it's 31, it's got to be league and cup.
Yeah.
So Cameron Dawson, if you've not heard it before, the Wednesday week, love the team, love the chat, but please get rid of Dan Fudge. When he's on, I turn it off. Can't stand the bloke. Thinks he's funny, really isn't. Sounds like the rest are embarrassed for him most of the time. So.
Vicky's still listening. Vicky's still listening.
Yeah. What's that? When people you don't know don't like, it means you're successful. So then, so thank you for your feedback, Cameron Dawson, who's on significantly more money than I am right now. John.
Joe Wildsmith
is right there. There he is, Wildsmith. Stevie.
Scott Carson.
Ooh, is there. Nice. That's a good shout.
He was cracking for us.
He was great for us. Benjamin.
Aaron Jameson.
Benjamin sat there with his arms folded.
Look at him. I'm scared.
I know he's bringing me on it. We didn't get past four on one of the quizzes. And now all of us, you know, John won with four last week and we're already on round four now. Blair.
I don't know if he made an appearance. And there's a Jake Keane.
Jake Keane.
That's Hang a good on. Shout.
I've seen a couple of weird names.
I don't remember it.
I don't recognise.
He was like really tall. It's like...
I'm not sure he made an appearance, but it's a
No,
bit.
I don't think he did.
Not there, mate, I'm afraid, Blair. Oh. My apologies. So Blair's topped out at three. John...
That's unlucky, that. That is
unlucky. I've just thought of one now. No, for fuck's sake.
You can bear him in your head when you're relaxing in the gentleman's way later on. John, what you got?
I think he made an appearance. But he was third choice. I'm going to go for it anyway. Lewis Price.
Lewis Price is on the list. There he is. That's a big shout, that, Ben. Are you twitching yet, Ben? You're up against some big... John's got some knowledge there than us. Stevie.
Brad Jones.
Billy Bob Teeth. There he is. Benjamin.
Ola Tidman.
Oh, you're just tearing through Stevie's
that's
list.
That's before my time as well, that one.
Well, there's only one photo that exists of Ola Tidman. Everybody tries to use a picture of Ola Tidman as like a punchline. There's only one photo existing. It's him going, and that's about it.
Let me show you this. This is my Christmas present from the missus, 2005. My brick that's in the Mel Sterling Gallery.
It's got a picture of Ola Tidman on the bloody thing, on the certificate. Jesus. Sweet child of mine. Right, okay. So I'm just gonna go on and delete. Just talk amongst yourselves, lads. How confident you're feeling? Are we back to John? Are we
back to me? Back to you. Struggling right. now.
Right, hang on. I'm gonna get rid of you. I'll tell you what.
How
there's
many
some
you got? How many you got?
Terrible names left here, lads. Hang on. I'm just gonna see.
I've got one that I know that nobody will even heard of.
Go on then.
Well, I'm not saying it. Yeah, I'm saving
Wait,
it.
Are you saving it? Right, it's John. John, it's your
go. You got?
We're resorting to shit housing now.
Not now yet.
How many have I got left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13.
No 13, John. Want to get him.
Okay. I think he played for us after we were relegated. A guy called Ian Turner.
Ian Turner on loan is on the list. Shit, Jonathan. Ben, you've got to be shitting yourself here. He sat there with you. I noticed the arms have come unfolded, Steve. Have you noticed he's shitting it? Come on, Steve. Hit me up.
David Lucas.
David Lucas is on the list. Of course he is. The Luke Guy General. The Preston's very own drinking machine. I don't know if anybody actually knows because we never put that episode out. The greatest podcast that never was. We did a lockdown live with David Lucas.
He was the first one.
Was he with the first one? Was it you that sorted one. The guest out, was it?
Yeah, that was the only one I sorted out.
And we had him on and he came on and luckily it didn't record because the bloke was fucking battered. It was absolutely
shit. It was only audio as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was just an audio one.
Yeah, just an audio one. We did have him on video and he talked about a lot of things that happened at Preston and then kept repeating himself like your granddad at Christmas. And you're like, are you all right, Dave? Anyway, thanks a lot for joining us here. See you later, Dave. Honestly, the audio failed on us, but honestly, the greatest, shittiest podcast you'll ever hear in your life. Right, Ben, here we go. Joe, go.
Have we said Joe Wildsmith?
We've said Joe Wildsmith.
Right, Rob Poulter.
Robert Poulter. Oh, God, when was he, Ben?
Once against Blackpool League Cup.
Good knowledge. I'm actually impressed here. Go on, John.
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure about this one, but I'll give it a go. Chris Stringer.
Chris Stringer, retired at 21, bad knees, is on the list. Stevie. There's people screaming at home. Although I must admit that there's one big name on there. The rest of them are absolute bloody randoms.
I've got the big name. I know I have. And it's whether I play it now because I've got two left.
All right.
I say I've got the big name. I've got a big name.
Right.
Pavel Cernicek.
Pavel Cernicek was the name I was referring to.
That was my last one, Matt.
Rest in peace, sir. Oh, hang on. I've deleted two names there. Rest in peace, Pavel Cernicek. Okay. We're back to you, John.
Is it me? What's it with Ben?
Sorry, it is Ben. Nah. Go on, Ben. Ah. Come on,
Rob,
Ben.
Rob Birch.
Rob Birch, fucking hell. When was Rob Birch? I'm staring at this name going, who the fuck is Rob Birch?
It was Lee Grant's number two.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought that was... Hang on.
Don't say it.
I ain't paying attention to the goalkeeper.
Yeah, I thought that was somebody else on this list. But all right, that's a good one there. So, John, fucking hell, there's only seven left. There's only seven left.
Well done, lads. Well done.
Any big names left?
No.
Are they all obscure ones? Yeah.
I've got one left.
There's one that's relatively long. That's about it. Come on, John. Here we go. We're at the dreg ends now, pal.
Definitely.
2 a.m. now, aren't you? In 2 a.m. territory.
Since we were relegated. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to have to push you, John. I'm going to have to push you.
I don't think he played for us. I think he'd gone by then. Chris Woods.
Chris Woods had gone by then. My apologies, John. That's you topped out at seven compared to players three. Stevie, are you ready? Get me with your big name, Steve.
Chris Adamson
is on the list. That's right. One for Steve.
Shout. Forgot about him.
Right. I tell you what, there's probably one that's in recent memory, Ben. Maybe two. But this is an absolute name of misfits that I can't even picture in a Sheffield Wednesday shirt.
I've got Kevin Pressman, since he got relegated. Then we had Lee Grant until Chris Kirkland.
Essentially, that's all I've got in my head, but there's 31, apparently. Come on, Ben.
I'm genuinely beginning to struggle. I've got one name in mind. However, I think it's going to be like Blair, and he didn't actually make an appearance.
Go on.
Is the guy who signed from Fleetwood?
No. No. What was his name? Paul Jones. I know
Paul Jones.
That's not my answer. He didn't make an appearance.
No, he didn't.
I'm not sure this one did.
And we'll have to push you, Ben. I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
I think I'm out, because I'm pretty sure he didn't make an appearance.
Right, go on.
Lee Nichols.
Lee Nichols says did not make an appearance. I'm afraid, Ben, that's you topped out at seven. That's Steve, the winner. Steve,
I beat Ben.
You beat Ben, mate. Have you got any more names to take off this?
Is that, literally that.
Is that it? Topped out with that. What was it with Chris Adamson?
I think I've exhausted ones that I've seen play.
Right, are you ready? Are you ready for the remaining six? We've got...
I'm thinking we had like a Scottish guy.
Paul Gallagher.
On loan for the month. That's him.
Paul Gallagher.
Oh, yeah, I do remember him.
He was the recent memory one. Paul Gallagher. Paul Evans. Paul Heald. So all the Pauls. there was Sean Roberts. Ben, any of these ringing a bell to you?
No. Right. No.
And then there's Marlon Beresford. He came in. No? Yeah. Don't remember Marlon. I remember Marlon Beresford. And then there was one who came in at 41 years old, Eric Nixon.
Ooh, bloody hell.
I tell you what, that was a good quiz, Martin. Fair play, son. That was all right, wasn't it? That's you should have seen the stump faces. I'd recommend watching this on YouTube.
I didn't know any. I'm glad I didn't know any of them, because I'm not.
Paul Neal, I remember. Eric Nixon, I vaguely remember.
I've had a lot of
beers. It was Gallagher. I knew there was a Scottish keeper that we'd had, but I couldn't remember.
I'm like Blair. It went Kevin Pressman, then Lee Grant.
It did.
Kirkland, and then everybody since Kirkland. That's it. Then Westwood.
What years were they? They've got to be like pre-2006.
I don't know. Martin, if you've got the years, can you send them across, pal? Because we've got some stump faces here. But
I have a lone player for like 2 weeks and stuff.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to be searching Eric Nixon, Sheffield Wednesday at some point. right then. Where are we? What we got coming up?
Two cup games.
God almighty, really?
More come on Friday. Ugh. And then the EFL Cup down your way, Dan.
Right, hang on then. So, let's do Morecambe predictions here. Look, bloody hell, come on, get out of the way. Let's have Morecambe predictions, and then we'll talk about our featured at Vic launch last week.
The magic of FA Cup.
Right, John, give me a quick prediction, because nobody gives a shit about bloody.
Yeah, much change side, 1-0 Wednesday, not to cry home about.
Fair enough. Probably. It's a shame because that's a Silasau game. That he'd probably scored in it. What about you, Stevie?
I think we'll be quite comfortable, to be honest. Even with the changes, I think given the side he put out last Saturday, he's going to put. I'd imagine he'll give Dawson a run in goal. But you know, the players that we thought he would put in, or the players that he did put in, the players that we thought he'd put in on Friday, Martin will probably get a run. Wilkes will play. He's going to put people like he's going to play one of Byers, Volks, or Bannon into. Jaden Brown will probably get a run, but beyond that, you can take your pick. I think the squad, other than the players that I've slagged off all night, have been all right. Iofor will play at the back, but given that, there's enough quality in the side around it to win the game quite comfortably, to be fair. So I'd expect 2-3 goals. 3-1.
3-1 to the Steve Meister General. What about you, John? Go on, John.
Just quickly, would any of you consider Kadamateri on bench at least for this game, or do you think
I'd give him a run out, wouldn't you? I mean, it depends how seriously you want to take the cup, to be fair, and how much do we need a cup run, because there's a few times when we're trying to get out of the league, we don't want a bloody cup run. Well, you're not interested. That's why the reserves play it, you know. But it's a good game for him.
It's a bit of a cliche though, isn't it? Because if we win on Saturday and get to the second round and then we get to the third round, all right, but there's money to be had, isn't there? And we need some dough. So
absolutely. I'll tell you what, Ben, can you pad for me a bit while I jump for a wee?
I can try.
Thanks, man. Put your predictions in, get Blair's as well.
Welcome to the Wednesday week. My name's Ben. I'm currently benching 240, which is
pounds. pounds, yeah, it's about right, pounds wise.
I've pulled three cars today.
Anyway, my prediction would be 2-0. What would yours be, Blair?
1-0. Don't care.
We're not bothered, are we, really?
No, it's really...
We're not bothered. But does he make, how many changes do you think we'll make for that? Do you think he'll go for a full... Because he can make as many as he wants for FA Cup.
I think it's Morecambe will make changes as well. So, I think it'll be both weak sides, and I think we'll win them because we've got a better weak side.
So, what are you saying, Blair?
I went 1-0.
1-0. Ben, did you wash one in?
Yeah, 2-0, but none of us seem that bothered.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we've got Southampton midweek next Wednesday.
I'd rather win on Friday than next week.
Yeah,
I must admit, is anybody expecting any big things from Wednesday, like a 1-1 draw? Personally, I'd love to win 3-0, because obviously the amount of years I've spent in Southampton and then moved over here. You know what I mean?
I think in Southampton's season, sort of, rests on a decent cup run.
It'll be our reserves against their kids, which is a shit game of football. Honestly, don't come down.
Vinegar's to quarter final, isn't it? It's quite, you know what I mean? So in their eyes, they could finish 18th in, well, 16th
they might,
in the Premier League.
They
go,
oh,
we got to a quarter final. We got to a quarter final of the cup as well. A lot of shit.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, tits to predictions on that. Let's get to the good bit. So last week, Vic put out the... Put out a mention, didn't she? She said, we want to know your routines, your podcast routines about when they listen to our silky voices. So we got one from Chris saying, my podcast routine is having you as my dog walking companion. So he gets funny looks when he has a lol moment. So all those wanky jokes I've sent your way, Blair. Chris is gonna get a funny look. Chris, don't forget to pick that dog shit up. We've got Matt sent a great one. I'll come back to that one. So Pete sent us, he lives in Bridgend in South Wales. Match day is Bridgend to Fleet in Hampshire. I've also lived there, if you know Propaganda Bar in Fleet. I used to work there. And then up to Hillsborough. And then same in reverse. That is a long way, man. Bloody hell fire. And the Wednesday week is the first podcast I listen to. Although, to be fair, 670-mile round trip. Like I said, that geezer who came from Bournemouth last week. You're listening to them all. So thanks for listening, Chris. Thanks for listening, Pete. And then enjoy the Wednesday Till I Die one next, and then Al's Americast after that. And
then, I was about to start all that one.
Is that still going?
Not as frequently as like ours, obviously. But so yeah, I think they do like a monthly one. Yeah.
Okay, and then
James.
And then Matt sent us a great one, actually. He said, just listening now on our way to the game. Our routine is into podcasts on our way to every game on a Saturday. Morning travelling home and away from Western Supermare. Whoa! Western Supermare.
So there's a lot more better fans than me. I live 30 miles away.
Yeah, these are coming from Western Supermare and then Fleet in Hampshire.
And I still think, is it worth it?
And you're thinking, can I be arsed to go from Rotherham? I call that Skegness Beach. I lived at Skegness next to the beach for a good number of years and thought, it'll still be there tomorrow. And never went. I went on and off for 10 years in Skegness, and I went to the beach once. So that was good. But then Matt reached out to Vic and said, hope you don't mind me messaging you, but I want to say thanks for sharing our routine. So he's asked us to give a shout out to his 15-year-old son Morgan, just to make him embarrassed a little bit. He's super proud of him and his commitment to following the Wednesday. And there's much more to what he could be doing with his time, but he chooses to spend it with him on a Saturday. And there's something dead nice about that. And we've got to mention that he loves you, and we're going to embarrass you on our podcast as well, Morgan. So don't take any drugs, and you stay off that crack. And no fingering.
Till
you're 16. I literally said the same thing. And then he'll call it payback for the sly entries he does on his behalf to the half-time shootout. So, Matt, if you get on the half-time shootout, that'd be great. But if you want to send in your podcast routines, keep them coming to at TWCast.
And quizzes.
And quizzes, yeah. Oh, my God, we're still open for quizzes because we're starting to scrape the barrel a bit, kids. So when we're starting to name the 1999 starting 11 against Everton or something, then we're all in some bloody trouble.
We're just going to go to Premier League stats soon, aren't we? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're going to have to go to pre-1992 football before that, aren't we? But listen, so John...
Save it for Simon. He'll love that one.
Oh, and it'll just be... I think it was on a Sunday. Could have been a midday kickoff. And then we'll get the Hovis music playing in the background. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking we'll just have a... And if I remember, it was a third Sunday after Pentecost. And I just... anyway, see you later!
The Wednesday Week is sponsored by Michael Constantine Wealth Management. We bet you can't find a financial advisor closer to Hillsborough Stadium.
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Automatic delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.